This week, our Education Desk brings us conversations with Central Indiana school superintendents who asked voters to pass referendums next week on Election Day. The first in our series, Center Grove Schools seeks a $24 million property tax increase over the next 8 years to pay for more police and safety measures in schools. Superintendent Richard Arkanoff told WFYI's Eric Weddle that a consulting firm suggested some of the change the referendum would fund.
And they came in and did a full-blown audit of our district. And while they told us there was a lot of good things we were doing, which was great, they also told us if you want to see things being done proactively and really well, you need to go out to Littleton, Colorado. So we took a team out there ourselves, and we went with a neighboring school district. And while we thought we were doing all we could, we learned that, boy, there's just so much more we could do. And so that led us to then put together this plan. When we came back, we also then surveyed our community and asked our community, how are we doing? What are we doing well? What more can we do?
And it seems a big chunk of this is focused on mental health, student services and counseling. Was that an issue that you were aware of before, or did kind of doing this process make you realize how much more you could do or how much more is needed today?
Yeah, it was something we were slightly aware of. It was growing in this district, and when we went out to Littleton, we realized this is a national crisis, and that helped us then realize that we needed to take more action, and particularly, in the idea of being proactive. So that really was the piece that helped us kind of, open up our eyes to we need to take more proactive measures. This is one of the undercurrents of some of the really significant issues happening in our communities and as far as violence goes.
In the plan you have for the referendum, it talks about adding different types of security measures, such as video cameras and live monitoring and so forth. How do you do all of that and still make this be like a school? Like, education is still the focus. I mean, are you trying to balance, like, how do you provide this really secure environment where students maybe just don't see that?
That's a great
question. Go to school.
Yeah, that's a great question. It's a challenge. Today I was touring our newest elementary, and there are so many new things in that elementary for security. And in today's times, we are able to hide a lot of those things. So, you're going to have double entryways, that secure entryway. You're going to have to buzz a button to get in. So from the visitor coming in, it can feel cold. When I was a kid, people would just walk into school, right? Parents would just come in and things like that. But that's just not the case now. So all those different steps really do, hinder. But what we can do once you get in the building and helping the everyday interaction feel more inviting, more comfortable, that's what we focus on.
And so Center Grove receives one of the lowest rates per student funding in the state.
That's correct.
I mean, do you foresee a time when that may change in the next budget session, or is this kind of like what the people in the community can expect to happen every 8 or so years for you to come and ask for them to give a little more?
Yeah, so we're like 14th from the bottom out of 289 school districts in the state. So we're we're in that bottom 15 school districts. We used to be in the bottom 10, and we took a really asserted effort, if you will, to work with legislators to get us to increase in our funding, and we moved up a tiny bit. I think that as far as being a lower funding school funded school district is definitely going to be the case for many, many years to come, unless the complexity formula changes in the funding. That being said, as far as a referendum goes, way we're planning to do it is to be able to build some of these things into our budget over time, be able to, some of them are one-time things that we'll be able to put into play. And so if we do come back in 8 years, we're hoping that we would come back and ask for less. So right now it's an 11.5 cent ask, and our goal is to try and cut that in half at least.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Center Grove Schools Superintendent Richard Arkanoff speaking with WFYI's Eric Weddle. Our referendum series continues tomorrow with Carmel Clay School Superintendent Michael Beresford.